On today's episode, we are creating our very own Disney Halloween party, since there is no official Halloween party. This is episode 129 of the Diz Dudes podcast. Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul and seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek. We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. Well, hello everybody, welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I am joined, as usual, by my trusted co-host, Mr. Jeremy. I'm just going to say Al because we were talking about Lifetime Christmas movies, and Al Borland came to mind. Mr. Jeremy Al Stein. So how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm sure that Al is also the name of your dad.
Yeah, and my brother, technically. Yeah. I mean, short for Alan. So
I just gave you the little name of your lineage.
Yeah,
some level,
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, so... So we're recording today a little early because... Jamie and I are going to Universal, then Disney this week because it's our 10-year anniversary, and we're staying at Riviera. So nice. We're recording on Monday. We normally do Tuesdays. And then Jeremy just got back from Disney.
We did. So. Yeah, just got back from Yacht Club, had a good time. A little bit busier on the weekends, I would say now.
Yeah, I'm finding that to be that was the thing that we kind of took away is we're able to do it more is like trying to go more during the week. Cause I think you're still going to be able to get some low crowd times.
Oh, for sure.
During the week. I think weekends are just, they're going to get busier and busier.
Yes, so, they are. But yeah. It was a good time. I mean, you're at Disney, so you're having fun.
That's true.
I'll take it.
Did you go to Baseline?
We did. Yes. We were financially responsible. And we finally, I don't know if you've noticed him. His name's Mike. He's there all
the
time. Yeah,
the black haired guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we finally, Rhonda was like, do you live here? Like, every time we're here, you got to have a day off, right?
I feel like he owns the joint.
I think he said normally like Monday and Tuesday are his off days, but we're always there on the weekend. He's always there. But like, we finally chatted with him. He was like, yeah, actually, I sleep like right over there.
Yeah.
But
I feel like that should be authentic, like a lot of bars. Like, the guy's like part owner, sleeps upstairs.
Yeah. So apparently the rumor is, and we didn't get it because we're going to go to eat a full lunch, so we weren't eating anything at Baseline, that coffee-rubbed steak puff is going away.
What?
Because it takes them too long to cook and assemble and get it ready to go. So apparently the rumor is that it will be leaving. So if you're there, you may go ahead and give it a shot.
We had the pretzel.
Yeah.
Which is the first time I had a pretzel in a long time. The pretzel was really good.
It is very good.
It's better than the ones I've had in the carts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a bit bigger.
Yes. So yeah, those are good. And the cheese dip is good. And then they can throw the mustard in the garbage and we're all set. So.
And you know, I don't hate mustard. It depends. I like a mustard on a bratwurst.
Okay.
But that's about I can have it. Honey mustard on a pretzel, I'll take.
Mm.
But
yeah, still can't.
Dijon is kind of hard. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Dijon, but
that's fair.
And I just realized in the pre-show chat here, apparently rolling R's Jeremy can't. I thought it was just Jamie, but Jeremy said he can't do it. I think it's a special ability now.
It may be. It probably is.
I don't know.
Like that, and when people can do weird stuff with their tongues, like they fold it in half. I can't do any of that stuff.
I can't do much because I got part of my tongue bit off when I was playing basketball back in the day.
See, I did that.
So
once
I have,
too.
I lose like a corner of my tongue is like rigid.
Mm.
It's kind of weird.
I've got that in the back because I was climbing a ladder as a kid. It was like one of those swing ladders on a playset when I was little, and I slipped
and chomped.
My mouth actually hit the ladder and then cut into it, and I had to go to the ER and get like, however they do tongue stitches and stuff.
Not fun. I can tell you, it was the corner, and they put a shot directly in your tongue.
Ooh, God.
To numb it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And then
that
they
part.
Stitched that thing up. And then I also found out the tongue is the quickest healing, one of the quickest healing parts in your body. And my tongue healed over the stitches. So to get the stitches out, they had to cut the new grown tongue.
That's
to get
horrible.
It out. Yeah, it wasn't a lot of fun. That was
horrible.
Catching elbows in basketball games. Yeah. I'll get that to you. But yeah.
No, it'll do it.
So I don't know how we got here.
I don't either. I never know.
Talking about rolling R's. Yeah. So I can roll the R's, but apparently I'm going to use that sparingly.
Yes.
I don't want to overdo it.
That's
I feel
true.
Like if you overdo it, then it becomes a whole like show off
bit
thing.
Too much. I could
maybe
see that.
People just get like, you know, that guy just, I can't do it. And he's doing it. I'm
too much rolling.
Yeah. I don't like it. I'm out. But yeah, so we're going to talk about Halloween, autumn today, because it's starting to kind of feel, even though it's Florida, which would be kind of weird. I'm used to this time of year starting to get a little cooler.
Yep, especially like evenings will start to feel a little better, some breezes.
It's been a few days here and there where I'm like, okay, it's getting a little cooler. So it's starting to feel more that time of year. So, and since Disney announced they're not doing any official mm-hmm. Halloween parties, we kind of thought, well, maybe we'll help you guys out if you guys are wanting to go still. Like, what are some things you could do to plan your own?
Yep.
You know, Disney won't condone this. Well, they wouldn't stop you. I guess if you tried to sell tickets to your own Halloween party, they might stop you. But outside of that, I don't think they're going to stop you. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And then depending on how that goes, we may do a little Q&A with Club 32 because we're recording a little early and both our brains are shot.
Yeah, so it may turn into that.
Yeah. And I'm recording 3 shows today, so my brain's kind of already halfway shot. So
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. Before we do that, we just want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture the Magic Network. We have the Capture the Magic podcast, myself and my lovely wife, every Thursday. And then we have Main Street Magic with Jeremy and Rhonda every Tuesday. Jamie has Trip Tales once a month, and she's got a new one coming out. Layla's been twice because it's been longer episodes. They split. Mm-hmm. So she got a new one coming out, and that will have an early release to Club 32. And if you want to join Club 32 and join like the live stream like we're doing right now and some of the other live streams we do in the parks and the apparel discounts and everything else, go to ctmvip.com, and you can do the yearly or monthly option there. There's a private Facebook group, private podcast feed. There's going to be a Club 32 only meetup, things like that. So it's a cool place. And apparently, I also found out there's subgroups.
Yes.
There's like subgroups.
There are.
I feel like there's a whole subculture in Club 32. So Club 32 is a subgroup of the CTM, of the Capture Magic Network. I don't even know what's going on in there. There's just subgroups everywhere. So it's a good thing. So go to ctmvip.com. And Jeremy, you want to tell everybody know about our travel agency sponsor?
Of course. Yeah, if you're getting ready to book your next trip to Disney World or to Universal Studios, soon we'll be back, hopefully, you know, planning trips to Disneyland and cruise lines and all that good stuff. You want to check out ZippityDoo.travel. You can go to TravelZip.com. We've got any latest offers and deals are listed there. Then you can fill out a quick form. One of their agents will reach out to you. They're going to give you some quotes and let you know your options for planning your trip. They're going to help get you booked. They're going to answer all your questions, help you plan, and all of that is at no additional charge to you. So again, check out ZippityDoo.travel. Head over to TravelWithZip.com and fill out that form, like right now.
Just do
go
it.
Do it.
Well, wait.
Pause and go do it. Come back and listen, or wait till the show's
over.
Or
you can multitask. I think you can listen to this while on your phone. You
while
can do both.
It.
Yeah.
It's
so you don't
have
to stop this one. Yeah.
Oh, it's so much better that way.
I mean, you don't want to. You know, we've got so many things here.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to pull up some of the special things that Disney is doing for Halloween.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be different.
It's different. They've got some food stuff as well. And obviously Christmas will be a bit different as well. So obviously normally with a Halloween party, if you're unfamiliar with Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, do you want to describe what it is, what it normally takes place kind of?
Yes, I mean, on select nights, usually between, it would start like mid-August, you know, all the way up to Halloween, even November 1st usually. It was a Halloween party, an extra paid event in the evenings at Magic Kingdom, a couple nights a week, and you were able to dress up in full, adults, kids alike. You know, there was actual trick-or-treating that you could go through, get bags and bags full of candy. There's some special fireworks. Parade, the Boo to You Parade was always one of my favorites. Hocus Pocus, spectacular show on the castle stage. Lots of different treats. They even had additional parties such as the Cruella de Vil party that we attended last year. And so, yeah, so, you know, I mean, it was this paid event that we've just grown to love and done year after year, and our family of four would always like go big time with costumes. And
yeah, you guys went all out.
We did, and I mean, it became such a cool tradition and actually got us even at home like more into enjoying Halloween. Like normally we would actually go in mid-October, and then once we got home we were kind of like, all right, I'm kind of done with Halloween. Like we'd still go trick-or-treating, but that was our Halloween. And so definitely disappointed it's not going to be around this year. But I think maybe we can figure out some other offerings to kind of get your Halloween fix, you know, while you're at Disney.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, the thing to note is they are still doing Halloween or fall decorations at Disney, at Magic Kingdom. And I think at other, you know, there's probably some stuff here and there at the other resort or other parks. So that, first and foremost, for me, that's something that I'm looking forward to because I love the fall decorations. There's something about walking the Magic Kingdom and seeing that.
Oh, yeah.
That's just cool. Now, granted, you're not going to be able to do, you know, when you got there for the Halloween party, you go in that back side entrance they take you, and they've got the picture stuff, and it's kind of like your own little. That was like the thing when you walk in, like, oh, I'm at the Halloween party.
Yes.
This is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
So they don't have that part, but having the Halloween decorations or the fall decorations up, I think, is a cool part of it, because that is part of it, being there. Now, granted,
for sure,
you're not going to be able to be in the parks late because the parks are going to close early now, earlier. So that's something that you're not going to be there like when it's dark necessarily. Yeah. So that kind of. I understand defeats the purpose of Halloween, but Disney is allowing kids to dress up. Mm-hmm. Are they allowing adults as well?
Yes. So there's still going to be some rules and restrictions, obviously.
Yeah, you can't dress up like as a princess and stuff.
And stuff like that, and no masks, you know, fully covering your face. You're already going to be wearing a mask, so you can't have another full covered mask or anything on top of that. But you will. It's going to be a little more lenient, from my understanding, than what you're normally not allowed to do as an adult.
Yeah.
So I do think that that's one of the first things you can do. And with park reservations in place, you know, you're going to want to do Magic Kingdom during your trip, during this time, I think. Because like you said, I mean, those decorations are the absolute best. And maybe plan out some costumes for your family.
Right.
You know, and go in and let that be part of the normal Halloween party that you can't technically have. You can have it a little bit, at least.
Yeah, you have. I mean, you have like a semblance of it. Yeah. I mean, you know, at least you can be festive enough to have the costumes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're gonna be able, the one part I will say, not be able to get the candy. You can get yourself a ton of candy at Halloween parties, because especially if you stay the whole time.
Yeah,
they will just hand you handfuls of candy. They'll just begging you to take it.
Yeah, it's nuts.
So, but there are some things. So, one thing I'll read off here. This is from Disney Park Blog that they announced. So, September 15th through the 31st, they are doing some special offerings at Magic Kingdom for this time period. So they are going to have special Halloween cavalcades. So while you're not going to have the Boo to You parade, you can do a cavalcade. Which the cavalcades, if we want to put a positive spin on it, the cavalcades are still better than what you're probably going to find at, like, I know for sure, like at Cedar City. Like any other theme park. They're cool, and they kind of pop up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I know, like, our daughter, like, whenever the Hollywood Studios did one, and Buzz was there, and some other ones. Like, kids can still get excited. They see him, and they're, you know, it's something that, especially for little kids, I think that they can enjoy.
Yeah.
So it's not the Boo to You big parade, but it's still something that can kind of come through there. So throughout the day, special Halloween cavalcades will pop up on the parade route and head down Main Street USA. You could also come across Mickey Mouse and his pals all dressed up for the occasion in Boo-tiful Halloween costumes. So they'll be dressed up.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
On select days, you may even encounter a cavalcade of Disney villains, from Gaston and Maleficent to Queen of Hearts and Jafar. And then creeping down the path or on a nightmarish procession featuring the Pumpkin King himself, Jack Skellington.
Nice.
So they are doing that much of it. Good. So you can still, like, even if you're going to be here during this time period, it's still very Halloween-ish.
Yes.
It's just there's not going to be a dedicated party for you.
Yeah.
As another special treat for the Halloween season, we're thrilled and chilled to welcome the iconic Dapper Dans back to Magic Kingdom, which they haven't been there for a bit.
Right.
So this is kind of cool that they're coming back. And they've always done the, what did they call them before? Not Dapper Dans when they're at Halloween parties, because they're dressed up and like they're zombies.
I can't think of it either. But they're awesome doing, Halloween songs, and they're dressed up kind of like, kind of like zombies.
They look like zombies, but they're performing as the undead. Oh, the cadaver dance. That's right. If I would have read a little bit more, I would have got that. Said you'll be enchanted by a cappella performances from the cadaver dance when they emerge from their tombs.
Nice.
Halloween spirit is also in the air. Hollywood Studios is doing some stuff there. I know which Jamie and I are going to do this. Minnie's Halloween Dine is set to return to Halloween and Vine. So she's going to
be
dressed
be a really
up
good
doing
one.
Something. So you could go over to Hollywood Studios and do something there, which that would kind of be a special occasion thing. Now, you're not going to be able to do the meets and greets like normally, but you can still, they're kind of do those walk around things, I believe. It says you're also beginning September 25th, a monster feast will be served to you at your table, and favorite Disney friends will make special appearances in the restaurant. You can make, you can wave and snap photos of your hostesses. And Minnie's going to be in her Halloween getup. Goofy is coming as a spooky cowboy, and Mickey Mouse is a funny vampire with his best pal Pluto, who gets in the act wearing a cute Halloween collar. So, now this one doesn't say, but there's also, I don't know if I can find, there's also special treats.
Yes.
So the same stuff they were doing during the parties, they're going to be offering just all the time now. Yeah. So that's actually kind of something that normally they wouldn't start serving those until I mean, some of them started somewhere at 5.
Yep, but
some
a lot of them, they held off till 7.
Yeah, some of them were all started. Day, but most of the ones were, yeah, you're right, were later. So those are, so you could, you know, if I'm thinking here, and maybe let's brainstorm this, like, okay, let's say you want to go and make your own. What is something you and your family, given what you guys, how you like Halloween, what is something that potentially you set up your own Stein family Halloween party for 2020 at Magic Kingdom or across all the parks? How would you kind of go about it?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get dressed up. I mean, we're probably not going to go as all out as we have in the past. But
you're not going to hire a professional
makeup artist. Not this year. We've done that before. But yeah, I could see us getting dressed up, you know, and doing kind of like a group costume for our family and going to Magic Kingdom and maybe taking a list of the treats that we want to specifically try. And going around and just touring the park, doing it that way. And, you know, and maybe it doesn't have to be about the rides during that time.
Yeah.
As much as it is seeing the decor and going ahead and trying those different treats, you know.
Yeah.
And because in the past we actually wouldn't try as many treats like the paid treats because we were getting all this candy.
Right.
And your time feels sometimes limited. And so I think it's almost a way to slow down. Because you don't have to have all these other
things. You
can do
it all day.
Yeah. And I would probably try and, you know, research ahead of time exactly what those cavalcades looks like and when they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that we see a lot of those. Because right now they seem to kind of just pop up. But I would love to see them. I'd love to think that... I'll be interested. Are they going to do the cars and all like they're doing now with the characters in them like over at Hollywood Studios?
Yeah.
Or will they take individual floats, because that's kind of what they've done at Magic Kingdom. They've taken a couple of the individual floats as they are from the Festival of Fantasy Parade, and they bring those through.
Yeah.
Now, if we can get that, I mean, but is there any chance that, just say, Maleficent's dragon comes through?
Yeah, I've wondered if they'll
make...
That's
what I'm wondering.
Yeah. I mean, you could. I mean, there's really no difference in a cavalcade coming through and doing an actual parade.
Right.
I mean, it's
like they do the parade. It's just not at the same time.
Right. And so. I get why they don't announce it, because they're wanting a giant group to gather.
Right. Right.
But Maleficent, I mean, I could see that potentially happening.
So, I mean, I think that's what ours would be, is really trying out all the different treats and just seeing the decor and kind of taking our time and being a little bit dressed up.
Yeah.
I mean, it still sounds like, you know, Disney's done it so well for so many years with the parade and the party and all.
Yeah.
But I still think this is going to be a lot better than you'd probably go to some other theme parks and amusement parks and find.
For sure. I know going to last year, we went to Silver City and they had a Halloween thing and it was fine, but it was much more of what you would think of in terms of a state fair Halloween level. So I still think, even though Disney's not having a Halloween party, it's still be done at a level in which you're not going to find anywhere else. I mean, so that's at least a good part. Now, if you've been to the Halloween party before, you may be bummed. But
it's probably not going to compare.
But in the same point, too, by not having the Halloween party, it does kind of let you relax a little bit more.
It does.
Because with the Halloween party, it becomes so much pressure. Because there's so much, like, you can't do everything at a Halloween party. You have to make choices. So you've got all the rides, and the rides have the special overlays.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard anything. I don't think they're doing that this year.
Yeah,
so they're probably
like
not going to do that. And you've got not only the food, then you got the treats, and you got the parade, and then you got the fireworks. So you got all these things that you got to try and balance out to where now, you know, you could show up in the morning and you basically be like, okay, these are the things, like, kind of relax your way through it. So in a way, it's kind of like Rise we were talking about. I love Rise of the Resistance, but I'm actually kind of glad, like Jamie and I were talking, we don't really care if we ride it this time because we rode it last week.
Right.
We rode it twice already, and just not having that stressor on your day kind of makes your day a little bit better.
It does. It really, really does.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to worry about, you know, not only do you get a boarding group, but then, like, is it going to break down on me?
Right.
And then if
calls?
It does break down,
time?
Do I need to stick around in case it might come back open and then I'm going to get to ride? And so it's this whole thing. So in a way, you could have a little bit more relaxed of it. So you could dress up. I mean, for us and our kids being so little, our daughter loves dressing. She dresses up every single day now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she puts on a concert multiple times a day now. So, I can't release or reveal what the Halloween costume that I, at least part of what it's going to be this year. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
But because I think it'd be pretty good. So I couldn't wear it into the parks.
Right.
Because of some of the restrictions. But, you know, it'd be kind of cute to, like, dress up lightly, all the kids, go in there and do something like that. And our kids are little enough to wear, I mean, our daughter just, you know, she would enjoy just seeing the characters.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if they did the overlay like at the teacups, like those cool lights and stuff they would do. But it's not even be dark.
I know.
So
see,
it's
the,
like
I think that's going to be the biggest thing to miss out on is not really having this it being dark. And,
yeah.
I remember them dimming all the lights when they would do the Boo to You parade, and then the Headless Horseman would come through to lead it off.
Yeah.
And it's just like those things I'm going to really, really miss. But I do think it's about maybe taking what is available. Focusing on that.
Yeah.
And just, again, like everything we've been having to do for the past 6 months, just make the best of it.
Take your scraps and figure it out.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Let's just make, like, I just saw, and I didn't even think of it because we've been lucky enough to have Disney World open. I was just seeing where somebody tweeted and they were like, Disneyland's officially been closed for 6 months.
I know.
Think about that.
Jamie and I were talking about that the other day. It's crazy that it's still.
And I'm like, wait, no, hold on. March, April, May. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate and lucky here that we have something to go to and something to see.
Yeah.
So that part's really, really good.
Yeah.
But
well, and I think, especially our kids, for those that don't know, my daughter is 4, my son's 1. So the amount of things we could do anyways at a Halloween party is rather limited because, they just don't have the endurance for that. And my daughter, you get a point, they're just done. So I think the treats, now for me, I tell you right now, the first thing I'm going to do, I don't really care for Starbucks that much.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously love Exhibition Roasters. And speaking of, you should go get some. ExhibitionRoasters.com. Promo code CTM15. But one thing about Fall of Your Love is Starbucks has that stinking pumpkin cream cold brew that is so good. And it just, to me, it's like fall in a cup.
Yeah.
It's so good. So I would go get one of those because that would put me in like, okay, I'm in a fall Halloween mode. And I think like sometimes like having like in my head, obviously it's not always the case of like it's a little cooler maybe, enjoying it a little bit. I think for us it would just be one of those things where our daughter would be very interested in the candy, the fireworks, the parade. So since those things aren't there, like catching those cavalcades would be something that she would enjoy. Probably, we're going to go do the Minis thing over at Hollywood Vine.
Yeah, that'll be good.
She'll like that a lot. And she'll probably, I think you can dress up there too. Like the kids can dress up.
Yeah, I think so.
So she's been wearing either Elsa or Vampirina.
So she
would probably, I guess we could talk her into going as Vampirina, I guess.
That would be good. That would be really good.
And so I think that's something, especially for little kids, that'd be enjoyable.
Yeah.
And then, trying the treats and just kind of enjoying, it's, and we've talked about this before, like being down here now to be able to go as much as we're both able to go, you can kind of relax a bit more in the parks. Nothing has to be so frantic and get all this stuff done. So I think for us, it's kind of nice of like, just go and enjoy, like walk around, ride some stuff. And our kids ride about 2 or 3 things. And then, our daughter's getting older. She can ride more, but at some point they're just like, okay, I want to be in the stroller, not too much. So, for that, maybe go get some treats too of like, Peter Pan Float is back. Go get one of those. I think Gaston's still back. Gaston's open back up, I think, until 4.
Okay.
It's like limited hours.
Okay.
And I don't know if they've got, I know last year they had during the party that they had a special drink you could go get. But Gaston's is always good for like a cinnamon roll.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I think for one thing we would do is probably go get like a Peter Pan Float, go get a cinnamon roll from a Gaston's with extra icing.
Of course.
And then find somewhere and just kind of like sit down and enjoy it. And I think that'd be the thing we would do is just kind of enjoy it and probably just go off at whatever pace our daughter wants to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes she goes and she wants to ride everything. And then sometimes she goes and she just would rather sit in the stroller and not do as much. So, I think that's the way we would go about it. But obviously it's not going to be the same. But my thinking though too is you could kind of recreate the Cruella de Vil's hideaway party.
Because
you think about it, it was $100 a person.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So it was $100 a person, plus you're paying $115
for the
party
ticket.
So you're probably talking, if you want to do Cruella de Vil's in the Halloween party, you're probably talking $215 per person.
Yeah, per person.
Okay. Well, if you do a little math on there, and even though the Cruella de Vil party, part of the perk is you're going to get, parade special seating, and you're going to get unlimited food, unlimited drinks. I'm going to venture to guess you could probably eat as much food as you normally eat at a Cruella de Vil's thing for less than what you would pay there. In a way, you could go recreate that sort of vibe. Maybe in your head, you justify and you say, okay, this is technically the Cruella de Vil party. I'm willing to pay $100 per person at this meal.
Yep.
If it's going to be me and my wife. Go to Tony's Town Square or go somewhere in park or whatever and just sit down and enjoy a meal.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be the same thing, but just think of it in terms of you're doing the same thing. Yeah, you can't go in and out. And there's a lot of perks about that you can't do. I understand that. But Or maybe just do it somewhere else on property. But I think that's something you could sort of recreate, at least the feel of like being festive there. Like maybe just mentally, like, I'm just going to enjoy whatever I want to enjoy here.
Yeah.
You know, and do it that way.
Yeah. I mean, if we were looking at our family of four to go to the Halloween party and do the Cruella de Vil's party, yeah, we're looking at a good $800 to $900.
Yeah.
So think of what you could do with that $800 to $900. Even if you just said, you know what, we're going to plan 2 days at Magic Kingdom, and we're going to take a checklist of all the special treats, and we're going to eat all of them, and then we're going to go have a great meal and order all the appetizers at, yeah, Tony's Town Square.
And you would save about...
You would save so much money.
You'd probably save $800.
Seriously. Yeah. So, no, I think that is a good option, though. That is something I think you could totally do. We ate at Tony's Town Square like a month or so ago for lunch, and even... I knew what to expect of the food, so I was cool with it.
Was it different from what was at the party last year?
Yeah, I mean, because we were doing meals, so we each had like a meal, but everything was good. I mean, it is very Olive Garden, but that's what I expected, so therefore I was okay with it. But it's a great spot to go, and Ron and I got a bottle of wine, and we split some pasta, and they give you bread, and we got an appetizer, and so it was like, it was just perfect. So I could see doing that.
Yeah.
And heck, at that point, price wise, get yourself each a bottle of wine. You're still going to save a ton of money off $100 a person.
It's true.
You know, I mean, it's one thing to say, all right, we were going in and out, you know, you, Nathaniel Bishop III, and I, we're going in and out of there for 5 hours.
Yeah.
We potentially, knowing the prices of drinks and food at Disney, probably racked up $100 each.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
You know, but I think if you just went for a nice meal and you take out the price of that actually party ticket,
yeah,
that's not too bad.
Yeah,
I mean, you really could.
Yeah,
so I think that's a pretty good idea to do that. And I know our focus is on Magic Kingdom, but that's kind of where the stuff is.
Yeah,
really.
Or maybe you take that and you say, okay, the money we're going to spend at Cruella de Vil, let's go over to Hollywood and Vine
and do that there.
Cause especially if you have little ones, stuff like that. I mean, I think for me, the way I always look at that stuff too is like mentally, you know, you set those things up to where, as someone like this is the way I am. I'm what I would call frugal. So I look at things, I'm always like looking at like, okay, how does this work? How does it work? So something for me, it's like I do a mental trick of like, okay, well, I was going to spend X. So because that's not happening, I'm willing to spend X on this and relax it. Even if maybe you don't normally spend more than $50 on a meal, maybe you were going to go to Cruella de Vil's Holiday Party and you're like, you know what? Okay, fine. For this one time, I'm going to take that money and I'm just going to enjoy a meal with my family and do it that way. And so I think sometimes mentally you can set that up that way. It lets you enjoy it a bit more instead of you just being like, how much is this costing me? And so you just kind of do it that way. So I think sometimes, at least if anyone's wired like me, they can kind of help you think in terms like that. But
no, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone here at Club 32 said a self-guided foodie tour of Magic Kingdom would be fun. Yeah, that would be good. Try each of the fall treats in between attractions or cavalcades, but you may have to skip actual meals. That's true.
And I think, and this probably is the time to do it. I mean, you know, we were just talking about maybe doing a meal and sitting down, but at the same time, this is the time to skip full meals and just snack
or maybe you have your meal after because the parks are closing so early now. Maybe you just decide, okay, and at that point you can't obviously have the meals in the parks, but you say at a resort or Disney Springs. There's a lot of options out there, so maybe you just say, okay, this is what we're gonna say. So you do that method of like you try all the treats, and we've talked about it many times, Magic Kingdom is the treat park.
It is.
It's where the snacks and the treats are, so you kind of do it that way. And then for maybe, you know, a lot of people do this. Like, they don't eat much during the day. They may snack on stuff, and then they have one big meal in the evenings. And maybe that's the way to do that. And you just say, hey, we're going to enjoy ourselves, and this is our Halloween celebration meal or whatever it is. So that would be a good time, especially if you go to Disney Springs. There's, you know, there's a lot of stuff at Disney Springs to do outside of just eating and shopping. I mean, just walking around the atmosphere and different things like that. So.
Yeah. And that's the way we've been lately. Like, we found is we don't eat like lunchtime, daytime meals at Disney.
Yeah.
Like we went Friday. It ended up being, I don't know, it was like 9 o'clock and we're at Ale and Compass Lounge and I ordered wings and was like, this is technically like the first meal I've eaten today. Because everything else was just like a little snack here, a little snack there. And it's kind of a nice way to do it.
Yeah.
Because you get the best of everything. And with Disney parks becoming such a foodie destination now, and I think like food is creating this whole new culture in our world in general.
Yeah.
Like people look at going, you know, it's no longer like I want to go to a theme park or I want to go to the beach or I want to go to, you know, New York, LA, all these different places. The second line is usually, where do I eat?
Yeah. I want to try food that this place is known for.
Yes, and so I think you can spread that out a lot by just snacking all day on these different things and then maybe doing your full meal at night once the parks are closed, like you said.
That's the thing that maybe come back, because the park's closing early is kind of, I mean, the crowds aren't there where they were, so it makes sense, but it is a bit of a bummer. You don't have the fireworks, so, you know, you just make up where you can. But that's not, and if you're budget conscious, that's not a bad way to do it either. You save money on, I mean, let's be honest, sit-down meals at Disney are not cheap. So that's one way if you can still enjoy Disney and the Disney dining that is, you know, you're not, it is unique. And you're not, and I will say that, like, and sometimes the food is better or worse depending on where you go. But there's many times you have a meal at Disney that's really good and you're just like, wow. Yeah. Like Kona Cafe. I've never had a bad meal at Kona Cafe.
So good.
Like, and I'm trying to figure out a way to go this week because I want the mac and cheese, lobster mac and cheese again, but I don't want to share it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. Like, Jamie's Triptail said that they went there after we talked about it and she was like, it's the best thing I've ever had.
I'm
like,
get over there and try it.
Dude, you'll love it. It's so good.
I love my,
so it's like,
mac and cheese.
You know, you can go around and maybe some of the more places. So if you were thinking from a budget standpoint, okay, I was going to spend this, but, you know, you've heard a lot of good things about a certain restaurant that's open.
Right.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
Topolino's is one, which we're going to get to do this trip.
Oh, good, good. Oh, it's so good.
I'm very excited about that.
It's amazing.
And so that's one where, you know, maybe whenever there's are the, in like you said, Disney become this, but maybe it becomes more of a food type thing. Mm-hmm. You just go where you can. It's kind of like playing a game. All your choices 1, 2, and 3 are gone. You go with option 4. It just be like, okay, here's option 4. We'll make the best of it. And
that's you know. That's a good way to explain like these past 6 months is we're going with option 4.
Well, and I think coming from a sports background, like I know your brother talks all the time. Yeah. It's like it mentally for me, that's kind of what, like if you're playing a game and it's like, okay, main guy's hurt. Oh, this guy's hurt. Or this happened. Okay, well, we're not in an ideal circumstance, but we'll play what we got. And so. Yeah, I mean, and I still think Halloween can be enjoyable, and I think Christmas can still be enjoyable.
For sure.
It's just the expectations would be a little bit different, and I get if people don't want to go this year. You know, they don't want to miss all this stuff and things like that, but if you're going to go and you're worried, I think as long as you have the correct expectations and you just, you know, you look at it and you're just like, I'm going to enjoy myself. I think really if you go into a place and you're like, I'm going to enjoy myself and have a good time, you will.
Yeah.
If you go into it thinking, everything's shut down, I can't do anything, this is gonna be the worst, then it's probably going to be the worst.
Yes.
I mean, usually, you're gonna create a self-fulfilling prophecy one way or the other.
Yeah.
And not that the other things can't happen, but I think that sometimes is what kind of tends to happen.
Yeah. And you know, one thing that just popped in my head is I think this would work for both Halloween and Christmas time. If you can get over to Fort Wilderness.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sites, especially Christmas, but they'll do it for Halloween as well. Tons of people that decorate their sites all out.
Yeah.
So I think it is something you could try and work in. It's going to be a little difficult, you know, with transportations and not as easily being able to get into different resorts. But if you can make it over there, especially again, parks are closed. It's evening. You know, the sun has set. See if you can find a way to get over there and walk around a little bit. And I think you'll see a lot of other holiday decor, and it could be something that could definitely add to your trip.
Yeah. I would agree there. Since we're on the topic, I know we'll address this later, but given what we know about Christmas, and we're getting to that time where people are planning for this.
Yeah.
What would you say the same things for Christmas versus Halloween?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think Christmas opens up a little bit more, assuming they do the same decor that they've done at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Because they do have some great decor there, especially if you get into Toy Story Land. They have a lot of those old, like, I don't know, 1920s, 1930s looking creepy kind of decor of some of those, like, they look like ceramic dolls and all.
Yeah.
That have been spread out. So I do think that that's going to be a good area. And especially when we get to Christmas, assuming that the resorts, I don't see why they wouldn't continue to decorate.
I think they did say they were going to.
Monorail Loop.
Yeah. They're not, they're not doing the gingerbread house
at Grand Flow.
Grand Flow. Yep. But I know Wilderness Lodge is still doing so, or the one that was at Wilderness Lodge. Yep. There was that one last year.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I agree. And the fact that Epcot's doing a modified version of Festival of the Holidays, like they're doing with food and wine, is something too. So I kind of feel like, you know, obviously Magic Kingdom, just like Halloween, dressed up with Christmas is fun and you want to see that. Mm-hmm. I can see Epcot becoming more of a thing because Epcot doesn't do much for Halloween, if anything.
Right, right.
And I'm even thinking on top of my head, I mean, you could go into some of the other countries and see what's in there. They may not announce certain things, but I don't think they do anything specific over there. No. For Halloween, but for Christmas, that would open up stuff because then you've got
like you said, Hollywood Studios mm-hmm. and Epcot. And I think even Animal Kingdom's doing some things here and there. So
yeah, they did some great stuff last year. So Animal Kingdom kind of adds to the list.
Yeah. So I think you opens up your options when it comes to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And plus just being festive. And honestly, the best thing about Christmas a lot of times is the resorts. Like
oh,
you were
yeah,
saying.
For sure.
Just the resorts dressed up. The atmosphere, everything like that. Even Disney Springs has a different vibe mm-hmm. to it
yep.
around Christmas time. So, yeah, Halloween's kind of the one that, if it wasn't for the Halloween party, when it comes to Disney, there's nothing really super specific about Halloween they do
right.
at a lot of
yeah.
places. So the Halloween party being gone, they are doing some things in another way, but I think a lot of it just got to be a little imaginative.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. And then, well, in Epcot for the Festival of the Holidays that they're doing, potentially might be the only park you can still see at dark because the sun will set earlier and they're shifting from noon to 8.
Yeah.
Their hours starting right after Thanksgiving. So I think you will have an opportunity to see a park during the dark at Epcot, which regardless of what they do will be neat.
Like, yeah.
I do miss
yeah.
seeing a park at dark.
I do
like,
too.
It's strange.
I do too.
Like,
I know.
So,
and I hope they
that
do
might help
Snope. At all the park, like
oh,
most
we,
of the parks,
we need Snope again.
I mean, I don't. If they don't, I feel like that. I'm just gonna start yelling. Shaking
I'll take
my
day.
Fist.
I'll take day Snope. I don't care. Just give me some Snope.
I feel like Snope's. People are asking for Snope. It can't be that hard to
Everybody
do. Just
wants
do the Snope.
Snope.
Just do it. Come on, guys.
The most anybody, any group of people have said Snope within a 1 minute period in the history of the world.
Probably.
Except maybe when they decided to name it, like if they
said the guys that named
it
were like
yeah.
Snope. Snope. Yep.
Is it
okay.
snow
it's
or is
Snope.
It soap? Well, it's both. It's Snope.
It's snowy soap.
Rick, you're a genius.
Rick.
Rick finally got his due.
Rick gets
He's
it.
Usually the one who's getting in trouble.
Yep. Rick finally. He came through in a big way.
Good for Rick.
That Rick. But yeah, so I think that'll do it for the show. We just want to have a little discussion there. But I you know, really, with the options, I mean, it really just comes down to being a little bit more imaginative with
yeah.
it. But I do like, I am excited about the... Hollywood Vine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something unique. And again, we'll just see what it's like. We haven't done any of the character stuff since all this has gone on.
Yeah.
So see if the price tag they put on it is worth it.
Yep.
But I know our daughter, she, you know, it's kind of hard to explain to a kid. Like, she wants to meet Elsa and Minnie and all these
right.
characters. And it's all like,
you can't
right
now.
So they don't really understand that. But hopefully this is something that is... Hopefully she doesn't get... I think she's a good enough age where even if she was like, she wants to meet her, she wouldn't throw a fit
right.
that they weren't coming directly over or
yeah.
something. But yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, speaking of being festive, and by festive, I mean having great coffee, you should go to expeditionroasters.com and you can use the promo code CTM15 and you'll save 15% off every single order you place. You can get the new Pumpkin King blend that is back out, which is the pumpkin spice blend that they have, which is... it's my favorite. I'm not, I know I talked about Starbucks pumpkin cream cold brew thing. I like that one because it's more, it's not over the top cinnamon.
Yeah.
Or not cinnamon, sorry, pumpkin. This is the same way. It's not over the top by hitching the face pumpkin, but it's just subtle enough to where, like, one of the favorite things I like is use this one with, when the heart's having eggnog again.
Ooh.
Eggnog in there with it is very good.
I got to try that.
It's like a subtle thing. It just, I don't know, makes me think of the holidays. So,
nice.
And then they got the hot cocoa that just is a re-release, which is very good. They got new mugs. They got new shirts. So everything like that. So go to expeditionroasters.com. Use the promo code CTM15. So every single order you place, you save 15%. So you can place an order every day if you'd like.
And
or
you
month.
Should.
And you should. There you go. So... all right, well, that'll do it for the show. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, I think I'm good. I'm excited to use our modified touring plans here to go enjoy it ourselves.
Yes. And if you would, you can say, when people ask what you're doing, be like, I'm doing the Diz Dudes party.
Yes.
And then they'll say, you should leave.
And then you can just send checks straight to us
yes.
for your payment.
Yeah. That's, we'll charge less than Disney.
Oh.
Now, the Cruella de Vil party, we'll charge you a quarter.
Okay, that's fair.
Of what they would charge, yeah. So... Yeah, so again, if you want to join Club 32, go to ctmvip.com, and you can do the monthly or yearly option there. So if you want more, like we said, more content, we're going to do some more CTM at the movies. Everything with, you know, with Disney being reopened, and I know Jamie and I have been gone, like, I told you, like, we're not going back to Disney. I think we're almost over a month after this. So
yeah.
It's actually, like, it's kind of be nice. Like, we love going, but it's like, okay, let's chill. Let's calm
yeah.
down a little bit. So we'll plan some more stuff out. Get another John to show out there and do some other stuff. So we got some Club 32 exclusive stuff that we have that we'll continue to do.
I think maybe 3 minute a baby for Club 32.
Yeah, so
I'd
like to do that
C-Team at the Movies.
C-Team at the Movies, I'd like to do that.
I need more mustache of Tom Selleck
Who
going
doesn't?
On.
Who doesn't?
I think it's the best way to handle things. Yeah, so and then plus you get the podcast feed, you get the private Facebook group and all that stuff. So cteamvip.com. So, oh, and it is Jeremy's birthday. I forgot to mention that before. So happy birthday, Jeremy.
Thank you so
but
much.
But by the time you guys hear this, it won't be his birthday.
I'll be 41 and 2 days old.
And you'll be late, so if you say it now, then you would have forgotten.
I'll still accept it, though.
That's true. You can send checks to Jeremy, too. Happy birthday. Yeah. Stranger. It's like grandma and people who listen to the show.
Yeah, send me a card with $5 in it. I will be happy.
Don't go spend it. Don't go spend it one place. So, but yeah, so happy birthday. And then, yeah, so that will do it. So we hope you guys have a great week. And we will see you guys next week.
Peace. Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek. We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood.